we are blessed tonight. We have one of our favorites on the call. This gentleman is Michael Dorsey from Atlanta, Georgia. He has an incredible history with the company. I can't wait for him to tell you some of his story. He has some of the highest accolades available in our company. I think he's got all of them. He's a $500,000 ring earner, millionaire club member many times over, performance club for life, and to me, the most impressive is that he's a Platinum World Council member. And he and his beautiful family are still young and vibrant, and they built this business big, and they're building it bigger. So I just can't wait for everybody to hear from this gentleman. We had him in Charleston a while back doing a Super Saturday, and his training was just over the top. And I just can't wait for all of our team to benefit from that tonight. So, Michael, thank you so much for being on the call. I know how busy you are, and our team thanks you a lot.
Okay, thank you so much, Teresa. I appreciate that. I appreciate you and Frank and your leadership and your friendship, more importantly. And we're just excited. Obviously, we got an exciting time with Legal Shield, and the future is very, very bright for those of us that are very serious about success. And I think that that's the biggest thing is just having that desire to become successful and to, and to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish and to attain the lifestyle that you're looking for. And everything kind of revolves around a great service that we market, and I think that the opportunity is based on that, and I think that the biggest part of this opportunity is still way out in front of us. For all of our new associates, because I know we've got a lot of brand new folks on the line, you made a great decision to get started with Legal Shield. I mean, it's just a great business decision on your behalf, a good career decision, if you will. Just to kind of let you know who you're listening to real quickly, again, my name is Michael Dorsey. I'm over here in the Atlanta, Georgia market, and I can just simply tell you that I started back in 1994. I was 24 years old, and I started very part-time spare time with my dad. My dad and I were business partners, and a couple years prior to that, we started looking for opportunities because I had a small landscape business, which really means that I was out there mowing lawns and working really hard from sun up to sundown. Actually, I was waking up before the sun got up and coming home after the sun went down and just doing whatever it took to make sure that I was paying my bills. And really, I started doing that in high school and kept going through college as I was in school. And then realized I didn't want to do that forever, and I didn't want to go to work for somebody. So that's what prompted the aspect of looking for some kind of an opportunity. And, I went to my dad, and we talked for a little while about different things. And, we looked into franchises, which were, extremely expensive in most cases, and looked into insurance and real estate. And nothing really kind of caught my attention and got me excited until I saw Legal Shield. It just made sense. Today we have Identity Theft Shield and ID Shield, and it's just a product that people need. And then there was an opportunity, and when I saw the dollar figures that were there, it just got me excited. So I started at 24, part-time, spare time. I married my wife. We were brand new. We were newlyweds the first year when I started in the business. So it was like a whole lot of new things happening in 94. And by the time, I was, working business within the first year on a very part-time basis, I was able to generate an extra for myself and my wife outside of my dad, what he was building. We were making an extra, $1,000, $3,000 a month on a very spare time basis, and that caught my attention. I was excited about that, being able to generate that kind of extra cash flow, and I thought to myself, wow, I'm putting some time into it, and I'm working hard, for the time that I've allotted to Legal Shield, but what could I do if I really was, focused on it and was able to allocate more of my time to the business, and then I realized that it was something that we were able to go into it full time, and in 1996 we made a multiple six-figure income. So within a couple of years, and it's been a multiple six-figure income ever since. We've made over $500,000 the last 3 years in a row, or 2.5 years, whatever it's been now, and it's been incredible. And I know you hear those dollar figures, but if your goal is just to make an extra $300, $400, $500 a month, you're on the right call. because we've got so many things happening right now with our company, with the multi-million-dollar incentive program that we have on the table for us to go chase after with the all-in two as we go into our Oklahoma convention. By the way, if you're brand new, you need to do whatever it takes to be in Oklahoma. It's so important. The conventions are really what really allows you. You know, right now you're in Legal Shield, but when you go to a conference, when you go to a major convention, an international convention, you know, you're in Legal Shield going into it, but Legal Shield is in you when you leave it. So there's a big difference when it goes from your head to your heart and you get excited about where you are. And I would just a few tips for success and a few tips from a recruiting standpoint I just want to kind of share with you this evening real briefly is, number one, just remember, keep it simple. I think, you know, simplicity duplicates, and so when we keep it simple and have fun doing it, it will remain and become what you want it to become. And so you just need to make sure that you're having fun with it and be relaxed about it. Be yourself. Keep it simple. Remember that success really is a numbers game. You just talk to a lot of folks, and you plant a lot of seeds. Not all the seeds are going to, you know, harvest right away. They're not always going to germinate right away. But we want to make sure that we understand that, you know, we need to share the business model with as many people as we can, as fast as we can. And we can't get emotionally invested in the outcome right away. We want to focus on our activity, not necessarily the results. So we are, you know, relentless with our activity, but we are patient with our results, because the results will come if you're doing the right activity and you're just keeping it simple, okay? So, you know, I think that when you go through the ups and downs that all businesses go through and what we go through in life, when you know what your purpose is, when you know why, why you got started in the first place, and you have that clearly defined, you know, it allows you to go through those no's, and they don't affect you anymore. And most people don't even take the time to say no. They really just don't call you back or don't return a text or, you know, whatever the case might be. And so it's not really rejection. It's just one of those things where we're exposing it. And just one statement that always hits my head whenever I'm talking to somebody, and they may seem excited at the very beginning, and I don't know, and then all of a sudden I can't hear from them anymore, or I don't hear from them anymore. I just remember that statement that you cannot say the wrong thing to the right person, and you cannot say the right thing to the wrong person. It's all about timing. It has nothing to do with you and I. If they see it, great. If they don't, great. It's okay. Either way, it doesn't matter. I did my job. I exposed you to it. I put you in front of a full presentation, whether that was a DVD, a PBR, a private conference call, an online presentation, a live business briefing. The high-touch aspect of it is so important, which is why we go to our weekly briefings and, you know, and get out there to our luncheons and stuff. And whatever's going on in your particular marketplace, you want to be plugged into that and stay around that, because it's important. And just remember that, you know, along the way, that you want to maintain a focus on the recruiting aspect of our business, because you never know, you know, who knows who and where it's going to lead you to. And I can just simply tell you that, you know, when we focus on the main thing and we keep the main thing, great things tend to happen as a result of that. And I'll just encourage you, don't get distracted by all the stuff that's out there, meaning that, you know, there's a lot of silver, shiny butterflies, and sometimes people get, you know, they get distracted by the deal of the day, or they get distracted by, oh, this associate's doing it this way, or this associate. No, just follow what your leaders are sharing with you, because they're not going to steer you wrong. They're going to share with you exactly how they became successful. And you guys are so lucky to have the Acoins, you know, and the Gardeners and all the folks that are out there. Really, Frank and Teresa are just the greatest mentors that you guys can have. But you got great leadership within the organization as well. And you just need to follow that and be grateful for that, because I see a lot of folks who don't necessarily have that access to that quality leadership. So stay focused on the main thing, and don't get distracted by, you know, even negative people or negative associates within the company. Sometimes you get that from time to time just because that's who they are. And so let's make sure we stay mentally strong enough. We're on a personal development plan. We're working on ourselves while we're building our business. And there's one thing that we do. We need to make sure that we stay focused on exposing as many people as we can, as fast as we can, and getting them in front of a full presentation. You know, there's, you know, the three main things that our overall goal is, there's three things that we do in Legal Shield. Number one, we recruit associates. Number two, we sell memberships. And number three, we promote for events. Those are the three things. We recruit associates, we sell memberships, and we promote for events. Because the events are the things that really are the glue. They're the things that really keep you focused on the bigger vision. And, you know, and obviously when we market memberships, you know, that's when we get paid. The only time we ever get paid is when we market a membership. But when we recruit associates and we teach them to do the same and market memberships and recruit associates, that's what really perpetuates the business in a big way. And just so engage in that money-making activity, that income-producing activity, and that is simply exposing new people to the presentation. And we do it as fast as we can. We do it as professional as we can. You want to follow up. You want to follow up with the, you know, the individuals that you've exposed and have seen a full presentation. You don't want to be pushy. You just want to have fun. You want to keep it simple and be, you know, be focused on being a professional. I think that's the main thing that's really helped me through the business, is because I didn't need the money. I just wanted more money. I wanted to make more money, and I wanted to build a career. And Legal Shield allowed me to be able to accomplish that, and so many hundreds, even thousands of other individuals that have been able to do that. So, you know, I'm excited about our future. Don't forget, we've got the all-in-two promotion. We've got, you know, all those dollars on the table, brand-new associates, you know, working your way all the way through the ranks to the director and senior director and all these levels that we have. I can tell you there's a lot of money out there, and you're, you know, you have the team in place that's there to help you become successful. And so when we're in Oklahoma and you're walking across the state and you're able to collect the kind of cash flow that's going to be collected, there's going to be multi-millions of dollars that are going to be paid out. And I'm just excited about that. And so I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. Make sure you come up and say hi in Oklahoma. And I look forward to meeting you guys at somewhere down the road. And, you know, Teresa, I'll send it back to you. Just really appreciate you guys having me on the call.
Oh, I thank you so much, and you have a stellar history here with this company, and you're so respected, and just always keeping it to the basics. I respect that so much, and you're so right. People can get it confused and make it confusing and go down different pathways, and there's really just a simple pathway of exposures and follow-ups that we all follow, those that really build a big business like you have, and so I appreciate you sharing that and so much more tonight. And, Michael, I'm excited that the company just passed today on the call, the leadership call, announced that for the Dallas Core Convention, that they are inviting not just senior directors, but they've opened it up to senior associates and above. I about fell out of my chair when I heard that. So I know we've had one of these events for two in the past. And so if you, before you jump off, if you could just encourage everybody to let them know the value of getting themselves to Dallas, to register, to get there for that leadership event. It's no different than a convention.
Yes, definitely. You know, I neglected to mention that. I'm glad you brought that up because it is important. You know, one of the things that I've learned over the years is that when I attend any event, I make sure that I bring, you know, a pen and a journal of some kind. And you want to start getting in that habit because the best leaders are also the greatest students. And they remember that. And we constantly are taking notes because at an event like this, it's a very unique situation for senior associates and above. To be able to attend this event in Dallas, since they did open it up, I can tell you it's next level training. It's next level stuff that is usually shared, you know, with the existing leaders and growing leaders that already have an organization. But this gives you kind of a, you know, an insight into what you wouldn't normally see until you get to that level. And so it's going to expedite your success. So if you really, really, really want to compress your success and get to that level faster, then you'll do whatever it takes to be in Dallas in just a few weeks here. And because I've seen some of the agenda, I'm going to be doing some training on stage myself. I know several folks that are. I don't know the whole agenda because I'm not sure exactly everybody that is, but I can simply tell you that when you are, you know, in that environment, you're teaching it from a leader is teaching leaders. It's almost like a train the trainers. It's a leadership summit that's teaching leaders to be better leaders. And so it allows you and I really just kind of an inside look, you know, at something that you don't normally get to see. And for me, when I was able to be exposed to that one time that I had the very unique opportunity to do that, it helped me bring my game to a whole new level just in those few days. I mean, I literally, in 2 or 3 days, it expedited my success by at least 2 or 3 years. And so for me, it is huge. Do whatever it takes. If you want to compress your success, you'll do what it takes to get there, and you'll be there, and you'll be ready to take notes, and you'll be well-rested, and you'll be very serious about your future, because it will change, you know, your career path, right? I can promise you that if you take it seriously. So I'm glad you brought that up, Teresa. Back to you.
Oh, gosh, thank you so much. And I can agree with all that. It's like a major shortcut in your learning curve when you get a system like this. And, you know, Jim Rohn always says that we become the average of the 5 people that we are around the most. And what an opportunity for senior associates to be around all the higher levels in the company. They're going to be there. Some are going to be on stage training, like you just said, and some are just going to be there attending, taking massive notes, and to be able to be in that environment, I think, is a remarkable thing that the company did. This year, our company is so focused on bringing up leaders that they opened up this event for senior associates and above. So I think anybody that doesn't take advantage of it, you know, please rethink it. It's going to be something you want to be at. So thank you, Mr. Michael Dorsey. You're awesome. Please tell your lovely family hello for us, and thank them for sharing you with us tonight. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
All righty. Bye. Everybody stay on.
All right, everybody. Hey, that was a great one, Teresa. You did good. And Michael is, you know, he is so down to earth. He always tells the basics and stuff. I just want to end with 3 things here. I just want all of you to, you know, go ahead and end the month and shoot for those points you're after, your rank advancement, whatever you're doing. You know, you're going to build a big business, and you're going to have a phone call like this, and you're going to have hundreds of team members of your own on here. And I'm always reminded that, you know, especially the last week, we went and did so many meetings that how many people literally need our membership, and they don't know about this membership. That 84-year-old lady that got ripped off, and we helped her. I mean, we heard a lot of stories like that. And the other thing is there's a leader on your team that's been helping you. There's always an upline someplace. And what I'd like you all to do is every time you move a membership or you sign up somebody, call your upline and tell them what you just did. Yeah, because, you know, you're shooting for a rank and they're shooting for a rank. A lot of them are shooting for director. You know, you're going to help someone get the director, and someone's going to help you get the director. Someone's going to help you get the senior director, and then they're going to help you get the ED. And so when you move a membership, just call your upline. I'm so excited. I just moved a membership. I just signed up as an associate. I'm going to do everything I can to help you get up ranked. Because one day there's going to be people trying to help you get up ranked. And I know a lot of people right now are shooting for executive director. And they are wonderful people. They stay up late at night trying to help you. They're putting on meetings. They're doing everything. So y'all do everything you can, because, you know, you like to be recognized. And believe me, these leaders that are putting these meetings on and making these calls and supporting all of us, I mean, just let them know how much you appreciate it by letting them know you moved to membership and you signed up as an associate. And one day you're going to have a whole team helping you do the same thing. So I think that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Y'all shoot, make sure you've got your 5 or hopefully 10 performance points this month and help your team do the same.
That's what I was looking at. Some people are just a few, just like 1 or 2 memberships or 5 memberships away from this rank, this ED rank or whatever.
It all adds up.
And I just think if we all work together, the team would just be unstoppable. So that's what Performance International is all about.
Let's perform.
All right, hey, everybody, this is Frank and Teresa. This is episode 904. We've done 904 of these calls. We look forward to doing up to 1,000. So, anyway, we're going to call it tonight. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for our host and all the speakers who were on. Appreciate everything y'all do. Good night now.
Good night.